Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you tonight. God bless you. God bless you tonight. We are indeed grateful. We're grateful. Grateful tonight. Again, it's another day the Lord has kept us. It's another day. Amen. That he has brought us together, and we're so grateful for it. We're so grateful for another day, another hour of the Prayer News Network Global. So listen, while you're coming in, we just want you to invite someone to come in and be with you tonight in tonight's worship experience. Invite something tonight. Truly, there is a word from the Lord. There is a word from the Lord. And we want you, people of God, to come and be with you. Amen. Invite someone to come and be with you as well. People of God, listen, just don't come by yourself. Amen. We often say that we are not selfish, but we give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. That he has brought us here again. Again, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Invite, invite, invite. We are live on tonight. And we're grateful that the Lord has brought us back for another time, another hour of the Prayer News Network Global. We pray that you're ready on tonight, people of God. We pray that you are ready to receive from the Lord. I want you to go ahead and get your pen and pencil, your paper, your pad, whatever you're going to need, amen, whatever you're going to use to take notes on tonight, go ahead, get yourself positioned on tonight, amen. I don't know about you, people of God, but I'm excited. I'm excited to be here, and I say I'm excited, and I mean it from the depths of my heart, amen, that I am excited to be here with you live. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you tonight, amen. And we just want to go ahead and thank God for all of our leaders on tonight, thanking God for each and every one of them, thanking him for our celestial intercessor, amen, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James, thanking God for him, and thanking God on tonight for our senior apostle, Samuel Huggins James, and thanking God for Bishop K.A. Tina, amen, glory to God, our presiding bishop, amen, and for the woman of God that stands by their side, amen, Bishop Tina, amen, my pastor as well, amen, and I just give God thanks, and I give God praise on tonight, amen. Just want to thank God on tonight as well for Apostle Lorenzo Rutledge out of Tallahassee, thanking God for him, people of God, all of these awesome men and women of God. Want to thank God tonight for the PNN advisors, each and every one of them, just thanking God for them, people of God. Glory to God. Listen, we could not do it on our own, I tell you. But we just thank God for each and every one of our advisors. Thanking God for our prayer warrior. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Thanking him tonight, people of God, for our scripture reader. And people of God, we thank God for you. We thank God for you, you, you. We do. We thank God for you tonight. Amen. Thank you for continuing to come. Amen, Jesus, the past couple of weeks, amen, we've been rebroadcasting, but I don't know about you, but I've been feasting off of the rebroadcast. Yes, I have. Amen, Jesus, some things that you, amen, may have forgotten about, but people of God, listen, God's word is instant. Amen, he, glory to God, he knows how to speak. Amen, he take the word that's already written and make it relative for your very situation right now, this very minute. So we give God thanks again for your patience, people of God, as we're rebroadcasting again. And we're always excited when we can go live. Amen, Jesus. And we just thank God on tonight. Amen. Again, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you. Glory to God. Invite, invite, invite on tonight. Glory be to God. So at this time, as always, we want to go ahead and get ready to sanctify our line. We sanctify our line. Get it ready. Amen. For your listening. Amen. Binding up distractions so that you are not distracted and that you're able to hear what thus saith the Lord unto you. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to ask Missionary Fan if she would come sanctify our line on tonight. And right after her, we're going to have our scripture reading by Sister Mary Hollins. Yes, amen, Jesus. And then right after, amen, in this order, we're going to have our speaker to come on to the platform and get ready for the word on tonight. Listen, people of God, there is a word from the Lord on tonight, and we want you to get prepared. Our speaker tonight, amen, good God, our longstanding Sunday and Monday night speaker, none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. People of God, we want you to prepare your hearts, prepare your minds. She coming to us, amen, by way of Jerusalem Temple Evangelistic Pentecostal Church, actually our headquarters church there in Banks, Alabama. She's coming to us by way of Nassau, Bahamas. Amen. So we thank God for her. Again, we thank God for each and every one of you, people of God. Now we release the platform to Missionary Dorothy Fan. God bless you, Missionary Fan.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your holy name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight giving you the praise, giving you the glory. We give you the honor. We come tonight, Lord God, just to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Hallelujah, Jesus. We come to say we appreciate you tonight, Lord God. We come to say, Lord God, we adore you. We lift you up, Lord God. We give you the highest praise tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We come tonight asking you to look upon us tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, each and every one of us, Lord God, for you know our name, Lord God. And we asking you to look upon us tonight, Lord God, and touch us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us, Lord God, and forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, Lord God, all the iniquities, Lord God, transgression. We come tonight asking you, Lord God, to look upon us tonight, Lord God, and forgive, Lord God, this night in the name of Jesus. We come with a repentant heart tonight in the name of Jesus, knowing that we may have done or we may have said or we may have even thought, Lord God, things that you wasn't pleased with, but we come tonight asking you to look upon us and forgive us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you let the words, Lord God, let the words of our mouth, Lord God, in the meditation of our heart, Lord, let it be acceptable unto you tonight in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, just to lift up, Lord God, our voices unto you and to give you the praise. Give you the glory, give you the honor tonight, Lord God. Tonight we come to say thank you for your goodness. We come to say thank you for your mercy. We come to say thank you for your love, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord God. Lord God, if we had, Lord God, 10,000 tongues tonight, it would not be enough to give you the praise that you are due. But we come tonight just to lift you up, Lord God, in the beauty of holiness tonight, in the name of Jesus, have your way tonight on the land. Have your way, Lord God, in each and every one of our lives, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, meet every need, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, meet every need. Whether it's, Lord God, whether it's, Lord God, heartache, Lord God. Whether it's, Lord God, just sin sick, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, meet the need tonight. Save, deliver tonight, Lord God. Set free tonight in the name of Jesus. There being on the line tonight, Lord God, that need to be saved, Lord God, that, Lord God, need, Lord God, an answer in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to have your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We know you're answering, God. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move, Lord God, on the speaker tonight in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord God. Let your choice anointing come in the name of Jesus again. Lord, give us ears to hear what the Spirit, give us spiritual ears to hear what the Spirit will say unto us tonight in the name of Jesus. Have your mighty way in the name of Jesus. Move on, Minister Bradley, tonight. Touch, Lord God, strengthen right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, move in the way that you see fit for. Lord God, do you see that she needs, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, meet her needs tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Again, have your way. Let your will be done tonight in the name of Jesus. And God, we give you the praise. God, we give you the glory. God, we give you the honor tonight in the name of Jesus. And again, Lord God, we say thank you. We just want to say thank you tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for you are worthy, Lord. You are so worthy to be praised, and we just give you the honor. Lord God, we give you the glory in the name of Jesus, and we will say amen. Amen, Jesus. Amen in the name of Jesus.
To God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from Ephesians, the 3:14-21. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. I read to you Ephesians, the 3:14-21. May God have a blessing to the reading, to the hearers and the doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen. Bless the name of Jesus. We give God the glory. We give God the praise. We give God the honor tonight. Hallelujah for being back in his presence one more time. It's an honor to be in the midst of you once again. Hallelujah. We just came out of a meeting. Bless his name. And so I was absent in action. Bless his name. But I do give God the glory tonight for this opportunity. I don't take it lightly or slightly, that God has opened the door for me to minister his word to his people. And I come into agreement tonight with the protocol that has already been established, bless his name, but I do give honor for my pastor, who is the co-pastor of Jerusalem Temple, where I worship, Pastor Lindsay and his wife, bless his name, and all of you that are here tonight, whether you're an apostle, a bishop, whatever title, or don't have a title that you may carry tonight, God bless you for joining us on this prayer line. And I do give thanks for Minister Bradley, Evangelist Bradley, and our prayer team and the prayer warriors and all of everybody that where you're listening from tonight. Bless you tonight. God bless you. And so let us go into what God is saying into us in this hour. Let us pray. Father, we give you thanks and praise tonight for this opportunity. We bind the will of the devil and bring everyone to naught. We bind and rebuke every spirit that is not of you. We neutralize every power of the air, the prince of the air. We neutralize every God, wickedness in high places that is assigned to disrupt and interfere with this line and this message tonight. We do give you praise and hallelujah, hallelujah, glory tonight for the Holy Ghost who is in charge of this work. To the Holy Ghost who is in charge of this line tonight, we present it to you. Father, we thank you tonight that the ears, that you open our ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Word my mouth, O God, let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, God. Speak to us now, God. Hallelujah. Speak to us now, God, by your word. Bless us and speak to us by your Spirit right now. In the mighty hallelujah, glory to God, we thank you tonight. We praise you tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. Bless his name. Glory to God. And I'm excited, like Evangelist Abby said, I'm excited about God tonight. I'm excited about the move of God. I'm excited about what he's saying and what he's about to do. Bless his name. But tonight, I'm going to talk about two things tonight. God is doing a new thing, and his will is being done in this hour. Bless his name. His will is being done, not going to be, but is being done. And he is definitely doing a new thing. Bless his name. Everything about us have already been established, not going to be. It has already been established. Bless his name. Everything he said is bringing, he is bringing it to pass. Hallelujah. Yes, God, I hear you. And if you look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and 15, it says, that which has been is now. That which has been from the beginning, God said, it is now. It was already done before we were created in our mother's womb. It was already done when we didn't have this body to live in. So God said tonight, that which had been is now, and that which is to be had already been. Hallelujah tonight. So everything that is going to happen in the future, he's telling us tonight, it has already been established. He has already done it. Hallelujah. And so he must bring it to pass. And God require, and the last part says, and God required that which is past. And so he expects us to come into alignment with his word. He expects us to line up because of what he is doing. And the first thing we're going to look at is the will of God, because that is foremost important right now in our lives, for the will of God to be done. Matthew chapter 6 and 10 says, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in this earth. Hallelujah. As it is in heaven. And so God is telling us tonight that his will is already established. It is already in heaven. He is looking for us to line up so that his will can be done in the earth. This earth, in us, we are the earth that God is talking about. He wants his will to be done in us so that we can make a difference in this earth. Hallelujah. In this world that we live in. And Matthew 26 and 42 says, he went away, talking about Jesus, the second time and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, thy will be done. And so we look at the life of Jesus, bless his name tonight. Everything was about the will of the Father. Jesus did not do anything outside of the will of the Father. And so this verse is included in what we call the Abba Father prayer. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so you look at James chapter 4 and 15, for that he ought to say. God is saying, for what you ought to say, if the Lord's will, we shall live and do this or that. And so what he's saying, don't stop doing things without finding out from God, but without getting his approval. Because many of us in the body of Christ, we are just moving out at random. We're just moving out on instinct. We pray and we don't wait for God to speak. And so James is telling us tonight, for that he ought to say, this is what you should say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this and do that. But we find ourselves not saying this prayer, bless his name. We just do it the way we feel like doing it. If we look at Romans chapter 1 and 10, it says, making requests, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. And so Paul was telling the people that he want a prosperous journey. But he said at the end of that verse, if it is the will of God for him to come unto you. And so we got to know what the will of God is. We got to understand his will, and his will is his word. We cannot move outside of the word of God. We need to know his voice and know if we are lined up with his will. Acts chapter 18:21 says, but bade them farewell, saying, I must by all means keep this feast that cometh in Jerusalem, but I will return again unto God's will. That's another thing he said, Paul said, and he sailed from Ephesus. And so everything, if you read about Paul, he was always talking, if it is the will of God. You look at 1 Corinthians 4:19, it says, but I will come to you shortly if the Lord will. Again, another will, and will know, not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. And so everything about Paul was, if it's the will of the Lord. And if you look at the word will, it means expressing the future tense. You will regret it when you are older. That's just a phase that they put there. Number two, expressing inevitable events. Accidents will happen. Similar words are have a tendency to, are bound to, or have a habit of doing something. And if you look at the lexicon, blessed in the definition for will is, what one wishes, determined, shall be done. Of the purpose of God to bless mankind through Christ. And of what God wishes to be done by us. The next word is commands and precepts. Bless his name. And you have other words like will, choice, inclination, desire, and pleasure. All of these are meaning of will. You look in the Strong's definition, it says determination. It says choices, purpose, decree, desire, pleasure, will. And so they are the definition of the will. But before I get into the subject, I want you to hear this tonight, because these are the times that we live in. You know, most of the time I like to give updated information, but I want you to hear this tonight of where we are in the world. Now, they have the world's first breathing, sweating, and shivering robot. They have now made a robot that can sweat and breathe. Bless his knees, like a human being. The robot has 35 different surface areas across its body, individually controlled with temperature sensors and heat flux sensors, and it even produces sweat. Adam Gray published on the 13th of June, 2023, Andy is the world's first breathing, sweating, and shivering robot. Say hello to Andy is what they said, the world's first breathing, sweating, and shivering robot. The test robot has been created by researchers at Arizona State University, ASU, to better help scientists, this is what they're saying, to better help scientists understand how the human reacts to heat waves. The robot is clever that not only generates heat and shivers, but also walks and breathes like a human. So what they're doing, they're making these things so humanized that right now you will not be, because some of them that are coming out now, you can tell the difference. But now they upgraded to the point where you will definitely not be able to tell the difference. In fact, Andy is able to mimic a whole range of human bodily functions. The high-tech gadget has 35 different surfaces across its mannequin body that are all individually controlled with temperature sensors and heat flux sensors. It even has pores and produces sweat, as we said before. You can't put human in dangerous extreme situations. Listen to this. You cannot put human in dangerous extreme heat situation and test what happens. Atmospheric scientist Jenny Venor said, but there are this situation we know of in the valley where people are dying of heat, and we still don't fully understand what is happening. Figure that out. Andy is the world's first breathing, sweating, shivering, that they said before. And so what they're saying, the reason for making them is this will help researchers better understand why heat stress on the human body takes place, and specifically what can make extremely hot weather fatal in some cases. The interesting thing is there are actually 10 Andy mannequins around the world already in existence, although many of them are owned by athletic clothing companies for garment testing. ASUS and Andy's is just one of two models currently being used by research institutions. Andy is the world's first breathing, sweaty, shivering robot. And so when we see these things happening, people, we've got to know that the time is short. This summer, they said Andy is being paired up with ASUS biometrical heat robot Mike Marty to work together to gain a higher understanding of the human threading and mechanism. They said Marty can tell us how the built environment modifies the amount of heat that hits. This is another robot, Marty, that can modify the amount of heat that hits the body. And so this is what we're up against, and we've got to know that Jesus is coming soon because of what is happening in the earth. But I say tonight that I was praying, it was on last year, January, the year 2020, while I was on praying this morning, it was like 2 a.m. in the morning, and God, as I started to pray, the Abba Father prayer, God began to speak to me saying, it's all about his will. Bless his name. He said, many have been standing in the way of his will in the body of Christ. Glory to God tonight. He said many persons in the church, hallelujah, from the pulpit to the door, have been standing in the way of his will being done in the churches and in this last hour. He said many have been doing things the way they feel and think. He said many have been keeping themselves stagnated and stuck in the same position because they are not allowing or following his will. They are not allowing him to rule and reign. They are now not allowing his will to be done. Bless him. And so we just came out of the summer camp meeting, and I was taking some notes from our Apostle Huggins, bless his name, and I will share some of the things that he's been saying to you, hallelujah, during the summer camp meeting, hallelujah. And he told us that the book of Revelation is addressed to those who God is going to make kings and priests. Hallelujah. He said you can be what you want to be in God. Bless his name. It is your decision on how the time you give to God, the quality time you spend with God will cause you to be what you need to be in God. It's not where we're going, but what are we becoming? So a lot of people are looking at where we are going in the body of Christ and what is happening. But God is saying to him that is not where we are going, but what are we becoming? Hallelujah. What are we transforming into as his people? John 1 and 12 tells us, but as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And so what he's saying, God is now calling his sons to glory. He's calling, even this includes women. He's calling them. He said, as many as receive him. So everybody in the church, even though they come to church, go to church and do a lot of things, some people have still not yet received Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, but they're still operating and functioning off a false, common, contaminated anointing. He says, for them that receive him, blesses him tonight. He said, he gave them power. Hallelujah. He gave the ones that receive him the power to become the sons of God. He said, even to them that believe on his name. So many people in the body of Christ don't necessarily believe on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Their problem with the name. Hallelujah. And there is no power in them. And so he's telling us here by his word what is expected of those, hallelujah, that is going into this new thing, that is going to allow the will of God to be done. You have to first receive him, and then he's going to give you power to become a part of his kingdom, to become his son, even if you just believe on his name. You have to believe on his name. Revelation 21 and 7 says, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. And so God is showing here that we have to be overcomers in order to be identified, glory to God, as a son of God. We have to overcome, bless him, in order to come into alignment with the will of God. He said, we are where we are because of the choices that we make. Hallelujah tonight. He said, when we are fully delivered, we will become the salvation that is needed, glory to God, in the earth in this last hour. Hallelujah. What are you trying to say? We don't even have to open our mouth. We probably wouldn't even have to say a word. Somebody would be able to look at our lifestyle, look at the way we carry ourselves, look at our attitudes and say, I know that you're saved. And so we will be the example, hallelujah, of salvation that God needs in this hour. Bless his name. People should be able to look at us and
on the inside of us. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's hallelujah to Narabo Koshanda Rahaya. Who did Kansha? Yes, God, tonight. He said, our glorification will only be manifested through our sanctification. Oh, bless his name tonight. And we do not, and we do know that sanctification means to be separated. Separation. That's the meaning of sanctification. God told us to come out from among the world and be separated. Then he will receive us. Let us go. You have your Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 14 to 18. It says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship had righteousness with unrighteousness? Glory to God tonight. And what, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah tonight, God. And what communion had light, yes, God, with, had light with darkness? And what concord had Christ with Belial? Or what part had he that believed with an infidel? That's an unbeliever. And what agreement had the temple of God, which we are the temple of God, with idols? Bless his name. For ye are the temple of the living God. And so God is saying, what you doing hanging out with idolatrous people or people who worship idol, worship an idol? Anything that you put before God, it could be a house, it could be a car, it could be your children. It can be an idol, bless his name, before the Lord. As God had said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. Hallelujah, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Verse 17 says, wherefore come out from among them and be separated. Sanctify yourself, said the Lord, and touch, glory to God, not the unclean thing. He said, then I will receive you. And so we got to be careful because God is saying, until we are sanctified, until we are separated, he will not receive us. That's some qualifications and some restrictions he gave us right there to let us know who will be received by God. Bless his name. Verse 18 said, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. And so there are some guidelines here God is telling us to become a son of God, a daughter of God. He's telling us in this these verses what is expected. And he expects us to come out and separate ourselves from the things that are distracting us, that is holding us hostage, that is causing us to walk, causing us not to walk holy and upright, that's causing us to compromise and sugarcoat. He said, get rid of it tonight. Separate yourself from some friends and some families that are distracting you. God does not matter who it is. He don't mind who it is. He said, it's time for sanctification. He told us that some preachers, this is what he said, that our apostle said, some preachers will only go so far. So we have to learn to let them go. Loose them from your assembly. Just let them go. Because they don't want to grow. They're set in their ways. They're not opening up to learn. They're shut down to what they know, and that's it. Bless his name. Even now, a move of God worldwide is in the making. Bless his name tonight. There will be a move with a passion for a move of God. We must not touch with what God is doing, because a lot of people, they're questioning this new thing that God is doing. They're trying to figure out, they're coming up against the new thing that God is doing. So he told us we must not touch what God is doing, because he will take you to the threshing floor, which means he will deal with you mercilessly. Glory be to God. If you touch anything that God is doing, if we touch it, God is going, this is not the time that mercy and grace stepped in and we got away with a lot of things, but this is the time that God is going to step in himself and bring a lot of correction. He said, if we build God's work any other way, bless his name, we will find ourselves in trouble with God. He said, this is the time to gird up your loins like Elijah and outrun the chariot. In other words, he said, it's time to go and do what God has you to do. Stop sitting down. This is time to work. He said, sonship ministry will not flow from the gift of the Spirit. Bless his name. Kingship ministry will not flow from the gift of the Spirit, but it will be from the fullness of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So if you are a son, your ministry will not flow from the gift that you have. Hallelujah. But God is saying that he told us that it will flow from the fullness of the Spirit. It will flow to the Holy Ghost. And I believe the reason why he said it is because many are using their gifts which are without repentance. They're prostituting the gift to do great miracles. So, hallelujah. Signs and wonder. And the masses of people are being deceived. So now God will rule strictly by his Spirit alone in this last hour. And I bless God for that tonight in the name of Jesus. He said the move of God that is on the way is not a gift, but the very life and nature of God is going to be manifested in this last hour. I felt the need to interject this into this message because we are in the last hour, and so many of us are sitting down waiting on God. Bless his name on tonight. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, my God, tonight. When God already made a way for us to do it, and so he said, it's time to get up and do it. You have a call. God said, answer the call tonight. He said in this last hour that he's imposing his will. That's upon the remnant, glory be to God, the called out ones. This is what he told me, that he's imposing his will upon the remnant, the called out ones, election by grace, the royal priesthood. He is pouring, hallelujah, the apostle said, he is pouring out a kingly anointing. Hallelujah. He told us that the kingly anointing is a ministry of authority. And then he told us the priestly anointing is a ministry where there is no deliverance. Oh, glory to God tonight. And so this kingly anointing that God is pouring out down upon the remnant in his last hour, it comes with the authority to cast out demons, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, and to do all the things that God said that we should have already been doing. Bless his name. We now rule through him. And so he said, God ruled first to us, through us, and now we will rule through him. So it's no longer about us and how we feel or what we think. It is his will being done. He said everything, including us, is charged with the power of Almighty God. What he's saying, every one of us have a measure of faith. He pointed out to us that God said we need to add to our faith. He told us to act according to what? 2 Peter chapter 1 and 5 to 8. This is what God said to act. And besides this, verse 5 says, giving all diligence, add to your faith. The first thing he said is virtue. Hallelujah. And to virtue, add knowledge. Glory be to God. And to knowledge, verse 6 says, temperance. Patience is another thing. And to patience, godliness. From temperance to patience, from patience at godliness. Verse 7 said, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, he said, add charity. Verse 8 says, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be unfruitful in knowledge or in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so the Bible says, for the lack of knowledge, my people perish. But God is saying here tonight, if we apply these things, if we apply faith and virtue, if we apply knowledge and temperance and patience, if we apply godliness, hallelujah, and brotherly kindness, and the last thing he said is charity. If we apply love, glory to God, he said we will, hallelujah, tonight, we will neither be unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9 says, but he that lacks, and I want you to hear this good. God is saying tonight in verse 9, he that lacks these things is blind. Or all these things that God mentioned here. He said, if we lack these things, we are blind and had forgotten that he was purged, that we were purged from our old sins. So as far as God is concerned, if we are not walking in this and are not fulfilling this, we are still in our old sins. And we got to understand that there's a war going on in our members that will fight us from being kind. It will fight us from being godly. It will fight us from showing love. It will fight us from learning knowledge. It will fight us when it comes to being patient and being kind to each other. You're going to find yourself having a fight. And so he said, if we lack these things, my God, they're going to be in trouble with God. And so we need to get this word down on inside of us. And the Bible said, and the thing the Bible said, and had forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Verse 10 says, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and your election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fail. And so he is telling us here tonight, God is telling us what for us to not fail. Make sure your calling, make sure you understand your calling. Make sure the elect, what God has elected you to do, make sure of what you are elected and called to do. And he said, if you do these things, you cannot fail. Then you understand your calling, and then you understand why God has elected and chosen you. You can never fail, bless his name tonight. Verse 11 says, so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly unto the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so we're talking about the kingdom tonight. We're talking about his will being done. And verse 11 says, if we do these things, bless his name tonight. He said, an entrance, you will have an entrance and door shall be ministered unto you abundantly. He's got it. Abundant means plenty or more than enough. He said, this is how I'm going to give it to you into the kingdom. He said, abundantly into the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so verse 12 said, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them and be established in the present truth. So even though we may know these things, listed here in these verses, God is saying to Paul, those who minister his word must make sure they keep reminding his people that an entrance to the kingdom is not just here to hear what God is saying, but to do what he is saying, to exercise what he's saying, to apply what he's saying, to live on a daily basis what he's saying in order to get an entrance into the kingdom of God. One thing he always said, he also said, was that everyone that had the measure of faith is able to speak to your mountain. God did not say, pray your mountains away. He said, are we using the authority? It's a question that is given to us through his kingly, through this kingly anointing that God is pouring out upon his people in this last hour. Blessed is the anointing he gave us, this kingly anointing to speak to issues in our lives. Glory be to God. To speak to anything that bothers us. And so what is holding us back from speaking? What is holding us back from manifestation? That is keeping us stagnated. It is keeping us stuck in the same position. Hallelujah. God is saying that I speak to that issue. Speak to your circumstances. Speak to this mountain. Speak to it. Glory be to God. God gave every one of us, he said, this is what he said, God gave every one of us a measure of faith. He said the measure of faith you have or need to have is activated by the faith you already have. So everybody does have a faith, but is not being activated. Hallelujah. And how do I know? If you are sick, the first thing you're going to do is run to the doctor for pills and medication, not to the word of God. Where is your faith? Hallelujah. If God says, I'm going to bless you with something, a house or a car, and you say, okay, I'm going to wait, and you're not exercising your faith to speak it into existence, where is our faith? And so it is so many need the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost determines your success in this world. Listen here, people of God, tonight. We are nothing without the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Jesus, because the Holy Ghost is the one that illuminates and brings light to our life. The Bible says we are the light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. When the Holy Ghost comes, we have on the inside of us, there is no way that we can remain the same. There is no way, blessed him, that people's lives should not be changed through us because of the Holy Ghost on the inside of us. John chapter 1 and 5, 1 John chapter 1 and 5 said, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declared it unto you, that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. Then you have the Holy Ghost, you have light. You have God living on the inside of you. And a lot of people in the body of Christ does not have the Holy Ghost. A lot of people don't even understand the importance of having the Holy Ghost live on the inside of you. The Bible says he is the teacher. He teaches you all things and guides you into truth. Bless his name. The greatest manifestation of the light in this world is found in Jesus Christ. He was, if we look at the life of Jesus and look at our lives, we are so far away from the manifestation of the light that should be in this world. We are so far from the manifestation of the deliverance that should have been in, and been taking place in our neighborhoods, in the schools, in the churches, bless his name. Everywhere Jesus went, there was deliverance because the Holy Ghost, the light was on the inside of him. So what are we doing with the light that is on the inside of us? Jesus told us that he came to do the will of the Father. He said, not my will, but thine be done. And so I think we have come to the place in God in this last hour that we really seek the face of God for his will and stop sitting down and waiting on God. Bless his name on tonight. God spoke to me and said, bless his name, his will has been forced by many of those who call themselves his people. Glory be to God. Many are fighting against his will, but he is removing stubbornness. That's what he told me. He is removing the disobedience, the rebellion, the deceitfulness, and the lies. He is removing the form of godliness that is so that his power can be manifested in the lives of his chosen ones. He said, this is a dispensation of his kingdom being established. Bless his name. He said tonight, bless his name, that he is drawing his chosen ones closer to him through fasting and prayer, intercession, his word, revelation, knowledge, glory be to God, visions and dreams. Hallelujah. He told me that there is a drawing, a pulling, and a tugging, glory to God, in the spirit of those he have chosen for more of him. I don't know about you, but I found myself, hallelujah, in this hour, wanting more of God, desiring more prayer, more to be in the word. I feel a tugging, bless his name, in my spirit to pray more of my God throughout the day and throughout the night. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if you are a remnant tonight, hallelujah, you'll find yourself, God, tugging at the door of your heart. You will find God drawing you into his presence. You'll find God nudging at your heart door to get into his word, to not just read, but to study his word. Bless his name. There is a new thing God is pouring out, hallelujah, on the inside of the remnant, the chosen ones, for more of him in this last hour. They desire more of the anointing. These type of people desire, glory to God, more of the anointing. They desire more of his power. They desire his fire to be upon them. They desire his glory to be manifested in their lives. He said he's bringing the standard of holiness back to the lives of the remnant. He's bringing holiness and righteousness back to his church. Bless the name of the living God. He said the remnant that have strayed away and followed after tradition and the standards and the customs and the dress style and lifestyle side of this world, he is bringing them back. He's sanctifying them and breaking that old nature, glory be to God, of them and putting his nature and his desire on the and inside of them. He's bringing back the backsliders and he's pulling them with himself. Bless his name. He is separating and calling them unto himself. He is bringing strong conviction upon them, glory be to God, upon the backsliders, upon those who are already in the party. He said, I'm bringing a strong conviction upon you so that then their flesh began to fight, glory be to God, against his plan and will. They will have overcoming power and strength, my God. He will send them with might on the inner man. He said he's going to send in our spirit man in this hour. Glory be to God. They will shine them a higher like never before. He said he is calling them out of darkness into his marvelous light to make a difference in this last hour and giving them stronger discernment. I don't know about you, but God is increasing my discernment, bless his name, like never before. And he said he's causing us to know his voice. Glory be to God. He said this is the time to come up higher, people of God, and have a deco shabanda bosheke. Yes, God, tonight. He said it's time to have a desperation for him. He told me there is a lack of fear and reverence for him in the churches. So many have been standing in the way of sinners, according to Psalm chapter 1:1. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. He said, but there delighteth in the law of the Lord, and in his law, in his word, do they meditate day and night, and they shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. God said this is the season that he will bring back the fear of God like he did in the days of old. He's going to bring back that ancient anointing when Israel used to fear before the Lord. They were rebellious and they were head-hearted, but when they see a move of God, they will fear and tremble before God. And so God said there is a move coming that those who don't fear him, they will fall on their faces in fear of this God that we serve. Oh, bless his name. He said he's raising up an army with power, authority, and the fire of God that will do a mighty work in the earth. What he is about to release through the demonstration of his power will put fear in the churches and in the nations and in the earth at large. Oh, bless his name on tonight. I'm just telling you what God spoke to me. 12 a.m. in the morning, bless his name, on last year, glory be to God. He said he is exposing everything that is not like him, that is infiltrated and contaminated the body of Christ. He is cleaning up his body. He is cleaning up the remnant. He is cleaning up the church. Oh, bless his name tonight. Those that operate as angels of light is getting exposed and will be exposed. Oh, bless his name tonight. Those who parade themselves with as wolves in sheep's clothing, he said, I'm getting rid of them. I'm exposing. He said, it's clean. He's cleaning up the church. It's clean up time. Oh, bless his name. His body got to be clean because he is ready to come. He will be found. He said he will be found by those who will diligently and desperately seek him. Like I mentioned earlier by the apostle who told us that you can be what you want to become in God. It is your choice. It's your decision. Bless his name. He said it is your decision on the time that you spend with God. And you've got to understand, people of God, the more time you spend with God, it will open doors and give you access to the key of the kingdom. Anyone that has a key, it means they have authority. And so what God is saying to us tonight, you have to spend more time. We have, my God, we spend time 8 hours a day on our job, sometimes 12 hours a day. We go to the shop, we spend hours in Walmart or wherever we go. We spend online, on Facebook, and all these different apps. As we could be on the phone talking for hours to someone else. Oh, glory to God on tonight. We just relax for hours. We just go, just have fun for hours. What God is saying, spend some time with me. Make the choice to spend some quality time so that you can be what you need to be in me. God said the year of restoration has already started in the lives of the faithful. They will experience the overflow, the refilling, the restoration, the refreshing, bless his name, the revivals and the restitution. I don't know about you, but I feel it. I've seen it. I'm seeing God's hands move in such a supernatural way in my life, and I give him glory tonight. He said they will experience the newness of God that he is pouring out like never before. He said to me, he's pouring out his quickening power upon those who constantly stay on their faces. Oh, glory to God. I don't know about you, but every time I get down in prayer, I'm telling you, my whole body began to shake. My whole body feel like it's on fire. Bless his name. Oh, glory to God tonight. And so God is saying that he needs us to spend some time. Hallelujah. We need to make that quality time with God. We get so busy throughout our lives. We have our priorities more of the natural side than on the spiritual side. And that was one of the things that our apostle told us. Our priorities are more natural than it's more spiritual. And so that's why our natural lives are dominating our spiritual lives. He said, God said, you will find yourself stopping when you get this quickening power come upon you, or this presence of the Lord in your prayer, even in worship, however you're getting into the presence of the Lord, you will find yourself stopping to worship and pray wherever you are, because now the time that you spend with God, since when his spirit is upon you, and it's uncontrollable. You can't contain fire. You can't control fire, bless his name. And so he said, you will find yourself stopping to worship. You may be driving. driving in your car, you find yourself stopping to worship, maybe to give up a prayer, maybe to give up a praise. Wherever you are, you may find yourself stopping in the middle of what you're doing because there's a quickening that God is pouring out now upon his people. You will not be able to control it because it will flow. It will flow like a river. It will flow like a tsunami. Oh, bless his name tonight. Manifesting in your life, manifestation is taking place in your life, in the lives of his people. It's going to take over the lives of the remnant. What God is manifesting now is going to overtake your life. It's time to live and experience the overflow. That's what God said to me. We've been living beneath our means. We've been living not what God expects us to live. And so he spoke to me. He said it's time to live and experience the overflow, that abundant living, that press down, shaking the gather, running, oh, Rabakashanda, running, oh, Rebekansha, yes, God, running over life, hallelujah. He said he's doing a quick work. He is giving out extraordinary strength and power to his people, hallelujah, who is seeking him, who is spending time with him, hallelujah. And for those of us, hallelujah, who are doing this, God said, I'm extending and pouring out extraordinary strength and power. And this is the time we need that type of power to survive and live above this one world system and to make it through these days of labor and sorrow. Bless his name. These are the days he's taking sleep from the eyes of so many intercessors. I don't know about you, but I find myself getting up through the morning hours, early in the morning, to pray and to intercede. And so he says, I'm taking sleep away from the eyes of the intercessors and the prayer warriors that will seek him throughout, my God, the night watch. In the morning hours, when demonic activities are at their highest level, glory to God, he says he is bringing forth watchmen, that he is activating his power in them and through them and through them in a dynamic way. Oh, bless his name on tonight. Glory to God. And God said tonight, bless his name unto you. He is pouring out upon them the latter day anointing and the weight of his glory. Oh, bless his name. He is increasing their faith in his word. He is pouring out a special anointing to stand upon the walls and cry out for the nations, cry out for leadership, cry out for the churches and the families, the youth, the children, marriages, and ministries. Bless his name. He's calling prayer warriors that will cry out, hallelujah, with an anointing that will cause, that will sustain them in prayer, because the warfare has intensified, especially against this last generation. Hallelujah. So he is telling us tonight that our prayer life and knowing his word has to increase. Knowing his word and prayerfulness has to intensify. We can no longer stay in the same position and expect different results. Our children is in trouble in the school system. We got to know that this is time to get down before God in sackcloth and ashes and speak the word of God by faith. Understand that God is saying by his word, increase the time we spend in the word, increase the time we spend in prayer. We can no longer stay in the same position and expect different results. We can no longer pray and have the same old faith, the same old faith, and expect God to move, or expect something different to happen, or expect a different result. So that means we have to be fully equipped and prepared for what lies ahead. As we look and see the death angel on the release, it's going to get worse for many. The Bible said evil is going to get worse. We need to continue to anoint and apply the blood of Jesus over everything that we own, including, glory to God, tonight, these children, as we see that they're trying to initiate these children into the kingdom of darkness. Oh, bless his name tonight. Starting from a very young age, he said we need to study his word the way we eat our food. We need to study the word the way we drink or have a thirst for water. So many people can't stop drinking sodas. They have to have something to drink and they must eat. He said this is a kind of mentality and the attitude, glory to God, that we need to have toward prayer and his word. Bless his name. There needs to be a hunger and a thirst for his word. Not just reading, hallelujah, but he said, but to study his word. Study to show ourselves approved unto God, not unto man. He said, a workman needs not to be ashamed, but you have to be able to rightly divide the word of truth. And we've got to understand, people, that we are in a time where we better know the word of God, because we are going to come across a lot of people who know the word of God better than some of us who have been going to church all of our lives. But they are twisting it and they are turning it into another thing. Bless his name. Many are reading a lot of different versions of the Bible that has been changed and leaving out a lot of God's word. And so they are confused. Remember Amos chapter 8 verses 11 to 12 says that, behold, the days come, said the Lord. And the Bible, he didn't say the days are coming. He didn't see. The Bible says here, the days come. C-O-M-E. C-O-M-E, which means come, is something that is happening right now. And so Amos said, the days come, said the Lord, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing of the word of God. And they shall wander from sea to sea, bless his name, and from the north even to the east, verse 12, and they shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. We've got to understand how serious this chapter, these few verses are. Can you imagine God is telling us tonight that they are going to be looking for the word of God, and he said they will not find the word. He said they will run to and fro to seek the, hallelujah, the word of God. And the Bible said they will not find it. Oh, glory to God. He said it won't be a famine for food nor a thirst for water, but for hearing the word. Can you imagine a famine where you cannot find the word of God? You cannot hear nothing from a preacher. You cannot hear nothing from a prophet. They're taking your Bibles away. They're taking away your religious books that you are looking and reading now. That anything that represents God, you've got to understand they're going to be taking these things away. And so he said, you've got to hide my word in your heart, that we may not sin against God. We have to hide the word of God. In order to hide the word of God, that means you got to study. That means we've got to pray. 2 Timothy chapter 4, 2-4 says, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Verse 3 says, for the time will come, glory to God tonight, hallelujah tonight, when they will not endure sound doctrine, glory to God, but after their own lust shall they heap unto themselves teachers, having itching ears. Verse 4 says, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. We are in that time, people of God, tonight. It is time, God said, to preach the word. Be instant in season. Do it out of season. If you have to reprove somebody, if you have to rebuke them, exhort them, he said, do it with all long-suffering and do it with the doctrine. With doctrine, his word, blesses this. The word of God is to reprove us, is to rebuke us, and to exhort us. People don't want to be rebuked, and people don't want to be reproved. They don't want to be corrected anymore by the word of God. But God is telling us here what to do with his word. He says, well, they will not endure sound doctrine, but they're going to look for their own teachers. They're going to look for people who can please their flesh. They're going to look for people who can tell them what they want to hear and prophesy to them the smooth, pretty things so that they can continue to live in sin, that they continue to do what they want to do instead of singing the praise hymn and sing on the choir and preach the word of God and do what they want to do in the house of God without sound doctrine. Hallelujah. They want to dress the way they feel like and do it any way they feel like without sound doctrine. Bless his name. And so these are the times that we're living in. The people have itching ears. They rather to hear a lie than the truth. Verse 4 says, they shall turn away their ears from the truth. They shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall turn to fables. Oh, bless his name tonight. What is the definition of fable? A speech, word, or saying. A narrative fable, an invention, a falsehood. That's what they're turning to now in this last hour. So we got to know the word of God. It's the word of God should be on the top of our list. It should be our top priority. We cannot preach or teach the word of God and bring effective changes hallelujah, in the life of others if we do not know the word of God. And this is not just for no apostles. This is not for no prophets or prophetess or evangelists or teachers, hallelujah, or any pastor. This is for everybody that is in the body of Christ. He said you got to know the word to be effective kings in this generation. Glory to God. This last generation need the word of God. Most of all, they need to see an example, because he said be doers of the word and not hearers. And the thing in the body of Christ is a lot of people are not doing. We are hearing but not doing. And so the world is looking at us and they can't see no Jesus. They can't see no example of holiness or righteousness in many of these denominations and many of these churches. So what are they to follow if there is no example of the word of God being displayed to our lives? Then we look at the life of Jesus after he came out of the wilderness. What did he do? From he was tempted by the devil, but what did he do? He used the word of God to defeat the devil. He said, going to take glory to God tonight, the word of God to bring deliverance, hallelujah, and changes in the life of this generation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God said the word is where we get our strength from. When you don't know the word of God, then the devil will always defeat you in every area of your life. The word is the language of heaven. The word is what God understands more than any other thing in this entire world. He is bound by his word to keep it. He said, remind him of his word, and it shall not return to him void, but it shall prosper in the thing where he sends it forth, and it shall accomplish that which he pleased. And so we're seeing God telling us that his word is everything. We have no life without the word. We cannot be changed without the word. We cannot be saved without the word. We cannot be delivered without the word. We cannot be blessed without the word. There is no moving forward in life without the word. There is no life, glory to God tonight. No life without Jesus, who is the word of God. To have Jesus means that we have his word. There is no way we can say that we have Jesus and don't know his word. Oh, bless his name tonight. There are many things that God has promised us that he will do. And he has always done what he said. And in one way or another, Christ Jesus is fulfilling or the fulfillment of everything that God has promised. Everything that God has promised us is in Christ Jesus, his word, my God, tonight. So when we go to him in prayer, we should boldly recount his word and his works and his promises to him. Isaiah 43 and 26 says, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Paul, what is God saying? What does it mean when he says, put me in remembrance? In other words, he said, remind me of what I told you. Remind me of my word. Now, if God tells us to remind him of something, I'm going to remind him. If God is saying this word, remind me of what I tell you so that I can move for you. If I'm sick, remind me that I told you already that you are already here. I told you I'm going to bless you. Remind me, when you come into my presence, he gave us the authority and the permission to remind him of the things that he said that he was going to do for us. Sometimes all you have to do is just get into his presence and begin to worship. Sometimes if you just get into his presence and just begin to give him thanks, you don't even have to open your mouth sometimes, because you will find that God will bless you, my God, tonight. Isaiah 55 and 11 says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. Blessed in his word cannot return unto his void. Jeremiah chapter 1 and 12 says, then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen. For I was hastening my word to perform it. God said he is hastening his word. He's doing a quick work with his word in the lives of his people. In order for us to build the kingdom of God, people of God tonight, we need to know the heart of God. To know the heart of God, we need to know what the word of God says. We can never know the Bokoshanda, Bakandeya, Boshanda, know the heart of God without knowing his word. We need to keep in mind and remember that we're living in crucial, critical, desperate times, people of God. Satan is not playing. The Bible said he is like a roaring. and down in this earth seeking souls to devour. God is doing a new thing even as he said he would. Hallelujah. So we've got to get in alignment with the new thing that God is doing. We've got to let go what we know, what we taught in you. Let it go. God said, let go what is holding you back. Let go what is holding, my God, your blessings back. Let it go tonight because I am doing something new. Bless his name. We are now in the 6 months in this year. We are in the middle of this year. And I can testify that God is surely moving like never before. From my own experience, I'm seeing God doing some things that I've been praying about. I'm seeing God manifesting it. I'm telling you like I've never seen before. This is a new people of God dispensation that we are now in. That is what I heard spoke to me while I was in prayer. God said unto me last year when he gave me this word, this is a new dispensation. So I'm doing a new thing in the lives of those that have been chosen by me. He said it's time to get rid of old wineskins. He cannot put the new thing he's doing into the old mindset. In other words, he's saying that old mindset, hallelujah, and that old attitude that we have, he said it needs to go. Let it go. Somebody do you something, let it go. Forgive and let it go. It's going to hold you back and keep you from possessing the land that God has for you. Hallelujah. We in the church, we tend like we love each other. We say hi, but we don't really mean it. God said, let it go tonight so that we can come into the newness of what he has. And it's pouring out on the remnant. Glory to God tonight. He told us in his word, all things have passed away. He said, all things have become new. Bless his name. And that's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and 17. The Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. He said, I am doing all things new. Come on now, people of God. We have got to come into the newness. God, in this last dispensation, is renewing our faith. As I close this tonight, he said, I'm renewing your faith. I don't know about you tonight, but I do know one thing, that he is doing something new in my life. And he said, I'm doing a new thing in your prayer life. I'm doing a new thing in the way you worship. I'm doing a new thing in the way the praises are coming forth. When we were in camp meeting, glory to God, on the weekend, I'm telling you the praises were so high. I'm telling you the men began to run around that tent. People were slayed out under the anointing. The power of God came inside, my God, that in this camp meeting that we had, and the worship and the praises, it's like God is doing something. God, it was a new thing that God was doing. Blessed him right in the midst of that camp meeting. He said, I'm doing a new thing by building up your trust toward him. He's doing a new thing in our mindset and attitude, the way we walk with him, the way we talk with him. Bless his name. And God, he said he's doing a new thing, hallelujah, in our health and in our bodies and our internal organs. They are lining up according to his word in this last hour. He said, I'm doing a new thing, glory to God, in our love toward him and each other. I'm telling you, even in this camp meeting, you could feel the love of each other coming over, you know, in the church. Bless his name. And so he said, I'm doing a new thing in the love toward him and the way we love each other. He said, I'm doing a new thing in your finances as we give in obedience to his word. And as you're sowing seed, he said, he's reaching out with love and kindness to us. He's going to do a new thing in our bank account, in our paychecks. He's going to do a new thing in our pocketbooks. Streams of income, you would start seeing streams of income that would start to come into your life. He said, I'm doing a new thing, bless his name, in ministries, in families, in marriages, in your homes, in our children's lives. He said, he's doing a new thing in our commitment, our communities, our desire for his word. He said, I'm going to give you this new love for my word. He's doing a new thing by bringing back the standard of holiness and righteousness in his temple among his people. He's doing a new thing, giving us new houses. We did not build vineyards. We did not plant. He said, wells that you did not dig. He's doing a new thing by releasing the wealth of the Gentile into the life of the saints. The camels are on the way. He is doing this so that his kingdom can be established. What he is doing is not for us. It is not for our selfish motives. It is not for our selfish ambition. What God has given us and putting out upon in our lives, it is about souls. It is for other people. It is not for us to say we have a big car, big house, or we got money. It's for other people. It's for the kingdom of God. It's to reach out there to that widow, that fatherless, that stranger, that orphan. God blessing us to be a blessing. That's what it's for. Because a lot of people want God to bless them. But what is their motive? What do you want it for? What you going to do with it when God gives it to you? Is it to help somebody, for you, your four, your family, and no more? He is doing a new thing in the lives of those who find themselves more dedicated and obedient, not only to him, but to leadership. It is very important that we be obedient to the leaders that God has placed over us. People think that they can get blessed or get by without obeying the leadership. To obey leadership is to obey God, especially if he's put them in place. Because every leader has not been put there by God. Some people make them own self-leaders. So we got to be careful in that life. He is doing a new thing in the nations and in the government and in the churches because he's going to cause us out favor with the government. And so we need to open up ourselves and let the past go and let God have his way. Because he said it's all about his way, whether we like it or not. What he said must and will be established. What he has spoken must come to pass. Oh, glory to God tonight. It is already done before he gave us this body to live in. The shift is already taking place. So we need to let go, and we need to let God have his way. In Jesus' name. And I'm done with this tonight, and I bless God tonight because God is definitely doing a new thing. Bless his name. And I hope tonight that you have gotten something out of this word, that something in this word would quicken you, that something in this word would edify you and cause you to want more of God, cause you to want to come up higher in the things of God because of what he's doing and how he's moving. And so, God, as I present this word to you tonight, I thank you, God, for the ears of those who have heard it. God, that this word has not fallen on deaf ear, but this word has gone into this. To the minds and the hearts of your people, that we may apply this word to our hearts, that we may be doers of what you're saying here tonight, that we would go out there and win the souls for you, that we would go out there to love and kindness and show them your heart by the way we treat them. Father, help us, oh God, to forget about ourselves, to take up our cross and to follow you on a daily basis. And we do give you praise, and we do give you thanks for what you've said unto us tonight. And we seal this word with the blood of Jesus against every backlash and any spirit of retaliation in the mighty name of Jesus. And I say tonight, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. What a word on tonight. We do bless God. Amen for this word on tonight. And woman of God, we would like to ask you to go ahead and open the floor for salvation. And you have the blessing.
Amen tonight. Amen tonight, people of God. If you're here tonight, and you heard the word of God, and you desire more of God, or you desire to come up higher, or there is something that you believe in God for, and you need for us to stand in agreement with you tonight, something pressing, maybe something spiritual, whatever it is tonight. I believe by faith tonight, if you come to the platform for us to stand in agreement that God is going to move, because there is a shift that is happening. There is something new that God is doing. And so you can press *6 if you feel the need for prayer, and you may come on the platform at this time.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Betty.
Yes.
I just want to give praise to God for raising me up once again. And I want to thank God for the word that comes through PNN that has strengthened me. And I also want to pray and ask God, I want to ask, just thanks to pray with me, for me to keep the mind to praise the Lord.
Amen.
And to wait on him.
Yeah.
Because he has made promises to me. And
yeah.
I tell myself more and more, be patient and wait on God. Mm-hmm. So pray for my patience to wait on God and help my unbelief.
Amen.
And thank you all so much for your prayers, because God has answered. Oh, he has answered me, I pray.
Oh, God, we bless you. Oh, Holy Ghost, fire.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, glory to God. Woman of God, let me tell you something. It's in your praise, you hear me? It is in your praise that God is moving on your behalf. Glory be to God. Oh, my God. Every time you praise, your praise touched the heart of God. And so I say, man, stand on the host. Sometimes we just don't need to ask, we just need to pray. But I stand in agreement with you tonight in the name of Jesus. I take authority over this atmosphere tonight in the name of Jesus, that you will always have the mind to worship, that you will always have the mind to glorify God. We bind the will of the enemy and bring every word to naught. Hey, Master, every spirit of destruction that will attempt to come your way, bind your will right now, Master, and we declare that God will be and anointing on you to praise like never before. That God will use the fire on you to pray. Man shall call them a host fire. That your desire will become God's desire. That you will walk in the fullness of who God has called you to be. That you will walk in the authoritative anointing of God. In the name of authority. He said, use what I give you, most shunned of a fire. In the name of Shekendor of a host. Yes, God, that he's doing something new in your life. He said, this is really the beginning of where I'm getting ready to take you. He said, as you yield yourself to me, he said, just stand still. He said, you wait patiently on me. He said, the thing that you're praying for and waiting for, he said, I've already established them. He said, I'm going to bring it to pass. It is season. Oh, Rebecca, he said, I've heard your cry and I've heard your prayer. And he said, he does sometimes take us to a process. You see, we got to go through a process, and it may be hard. It may be long. But David had to wait for 13 years before he became king. Oh, glory to God. Joseph had to wait for 70 years before he was released from the prison to palace. Oh, glory to God. Abraham had to wait 25 years for Isaac. Oh, Holy Ghost, fire tonight. And so God says, in your patience, possess your soul. In your patience, think about me. In your patience, read my Bible. In your patience, stay in worship. In your patience, while you wait, stay in prayer. Hallelujah. Yes. Stand still and watch me. Watch me move by standing over here. He said, I'm pleased with you. Come up home. In the name of Jesus, this is your time. And yes, God, this is your season. Hallelujah. God said, the blessings that make one rich and add your sorrow. Sorrow will be upon your life, which you've been praying for and which you've been asking for. I come into agreement, and as we stand in agreement, because we cannot touch that God will manifest your heart desire. Your heart desire, my God, will be manifest even within this season. Hallelujah, said the Lord thy God unto you tonight. God said, you already have the victory. Just stand still and see the salvation, my God.
Thank you.
Fresh anointing upon you tonight, God. We need fresh fire upon her right now. Fresh oil, God, from the top of her head. Under the soul of you, God, release your presence. To worship you, God, release your anointing. To praise you, God, even in difficult times you're waiting. Oh, Holy Ghost, fire be upon her tonight. Under the whole son of come to the
Hallelujah,
God. Yeah, God. Somebody help her praise God on the Makanda Mahota. Can you have somebody praise God? God will do it for you too. Yes. We praise you, God, for doing it right now. We thank you, God, for opening up the windows of heaven and pouring down a blessing. That there is not enough room to receive it, oh, Shandere de Kasaya. Yes, God.
Thank you for the anointing over this fine night. Yes, Lord. God, we thank God for his word on tonight. Amen.
We thank God, amen, for those that have come on tonight. Truly, we want to let you know that you're in the right place at the right time. We just want to let you know, people of God, that the words that are coming across this line, they're not just mere words, amen, glory to God, because in the beginning was the Word. Come on now, glory to God. So the words that are being spoken on tonight, amen, truly is God in the earth, amen, in his vessels, amen. And we thank God for the vessel that the Lord has chosen to bring forth this word on tonight. Glory be to God. I thank God on tonight. There's so much that was said, amen, Jesus, that I dare not begin, glory to God, because it's like that, amen. When the word is good like that, you can just go right down the line, glory to God, pulling out, pulling out, pulling out, amen. But we're not going to do it on tonight. But know that the Lord is here to perform it for you on tonight. And we pray that you come in agreement with the word on tonight. Just come in agreement. Submit to the word that has been spoken, that has been declared. Amen. And watch God perform it in your life. Watch God perform his very word in your life. Amen. So we give God thanks and praise on tonight, people of God. We just want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast. It's absolutely free. And if you would text us, that number is 678-608-7234. Amen. Again, 678-608-7234. Also, people of God, you can text us at 912-257-3918. Again, that's 918-257-3918. People of God, also, glory to God, because we are live, amen, you can go out to our Prayer News Network page, and certainly there you can just click and listen. And listen, glory be to God. Again, we just want to thank you for your attentiveness. Thank you for your time and your patience, amen, within the last couple of days, perhaps weeks. We have been rebroadcasting heavily, but we thank God for those of you that have yet been coming out, those of you that have yet been listening, amen, Jesus, to this word declared in the earth. So we give God thanks and praise tonight again for his messenger, amen. My God, people of God, did our hearts not burn on tonight as this word was coming forth? Glory to God. And because, amen, God has used his messenger on tonight, people of God, we just want to bless God. Amen. We want to bless God, amen, for his messenger on tonight. If you will just look, amen, towards the woman of God. Amen. Father, we bless you. We thank you tonight. We thank you for this time. Father, we're thanking you for this hour. We're thanking you for your declared word in the earth. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're thanking you on tonight, believing, glory to God, that your word is falling on good ground. And we're thanking you tonight, Father, for we are expecting a harvest. We're expecting a harvest. We're expecting a manifestation. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. And now, Father, even your servant, as she is poured out on tonight, Father, we're asking that you would bless her now. Father, we ask that you would bless her. Bless her going out, her coming in. Father, on tonight, we're asking you to cause your face to shine upon her. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, move for her on tonight, we pray. Glory to God. Father, move. Hallelujah. We ask that you have your way. Have your way in our life. Have your way, oh God. Move in a situation. Move in our circumstances on tonight, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for the new thing that you're doing in the life of your servant. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We honor. We glorify you. Now, Father, we ask that you would restore virtue unto your servant. Restore virtue unto her, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, even so, cause there to be an outpouring of your spirit, oh God, for this time and for this hour, for this end time word. We give you thanks, we give you praise, We bless you. We thank you now. We glorify you, Father. We're asking you to hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood, we pray, in that precious name, Jesus. Glory to God in every heart tonight. Say amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. People, God, we pray that you got something tonight. We pray that you got something tonight to take back with you, to listen to. Glory to God, in between broadcasts, listen to it, people of God. Send it to somebody else. Send it to someone else, amen, so that they too can be blessed, amen. Glory to God. So we bless God. We thank God on tonight again for, amen, each of you, woman of God. We thank God for you on tonight. Glory be to God. And at this time, we're going to turn the platform back over to you for other remarks and for the dismissal of the line on tonight. God bless you, woman of God. We appreciate you so much. In Jesus' name, you have the platform.
Amen. We bless God tonight for what has been said and what he has done on this night. It is all about him in this hour, and it's all about his will being done in our lives, like he said, bless his name. And we do know that he is doing something new, and I know each of us can feel it. We can see the new thing that God is doing. We can feel the new thing that God is doing. That it's just that we need to make ourselves available and get into the flow. There's a paradigm shift. There's a shift that has happened already and that is happening, and a lot of us, he sends us, just come, move with the shift, move with him. Bless his name. Let's go and let him have his way. And so the only thing that can keep you back is yourself. We are our own enemies. We make ourselves our own enemies. We keep our own self back, because there is nobody that can push you or nobody that can compel you but you. Because even if you hear the word of God, and if you're not applying it or not listening, you'll be stuck and stagnated in the same position, and then we want to blame God or blame other people. But our freedom and deliverance comes from obeying God, applying what he says, spending time with him, spending time in prayer. Not 2-minute prayer, not 5-minute prayer. We should be able to pray at least an hour every day. And if we can put an hour in for lunch, on our lunch break, we can put an hour a day for prayer. And so God is telling us now that he desires more of our time and attention like never before, because what we're getting ready to walk into is you're going to need that anointing. You're going to need a prayer life. You're going to have the horns of prayer like never before. Crunch time. It's like crunch time right now to get into that place that God have you to be in. We can't afford to be stuck and stagnated any longer, because too many souls are dying. Too many people are just dying all around us. While we go to church and sing and come back home, we go out there and we do our own thing, but we're not witnessing and ministering the way God expects us to minister. And so this whole thing about kingdom blessing and kingdom assignment is about others. Is about the work of the Lord being done. And so let us be encouraged tonight, all of you who have a call and have yet to fulfill your call. God is saying it's time to walk into that. It's time to come into the fullness of who God has called you to be. Put away the weight and the sin that so easily besets you, and take your focus off the things of God and put your mind on the things of the Spirit. And let us grow together. Let us come up high together. And so I thank God for this PNN, for all of you near and far, Facebook, the radio, wherever you're listening to. I thank God for your patience. I'm sorry, and for the founder of this PNN, Evangelist Minister Bradley, who God has given this vision to. Woman of God, God bless you. I pray for your strength. I pray that you continue to go higher. I pray that God continue to open doors and bless you in every area. Bless his name, and even open more doors for something else bigger than what you're doing now. Bless his name.
Yeah.
And invite the prayer warriors. And, you know, I bless God for this vision. I'm telling you, this vision started, like, from I heard from us. That's one prayer, one little prayer that God told us to do, and now it's blown up to this big. And so that's what happens when you spend time in the presence of the Lord. Things like this happen when you are committed and dedicated to God. He will blow you up big, and he will take you around the world. And so that's what mm-hmm. he wants to do with us. He comes to yeah. be dedicated. And so tonight, Father, to give you thanks for this prayer line, we thank you, Lord God, for all those who take the time up to come and listen, that, oh God, that they that we as a body would apply what you have said, that we would be that example of that light in the earth. Hallelujah, that we would carry such an anointing that men would want to know the God that we serve. They would want to know, hallelujah, oh, Holy Ghost, fire God, that they would see Jesus, so much Jesus in us, that we don't have to even open our mouth. Just our attitude and our mindset would draw people unto you. And so give us that mind to be like you. Give us that mind to spread this gospel. Give us that mind to win to love. Mm. That agape love that would turn the lives of people around to you. You said by love and kindness shall we win them. And so yeah. give us that love and kindness to win souls. And as we leave this place but not your presence, go before us, God, be with us. Every home that is represented, every nation that is represented, cover them with the blood of Jesus. Everything that they touch, let it prosper, God. Those who walk in obedience to you, cover their vehicles, their workplaces, their businesses, their families, their children in the schoolhouses and colleges, universities. Cover us with the blood of Jesus against every backlash, every spirit of retaliation, God. Every plan of the enemy, every thrust of the enemy, let no weapon formed against us. We thank you now, God, that you're binding right now every backlash and spirit of retaliation that will come against this word and against your people and against the prayer that has gone over the lives of those women of God. In Jesus' name, we seal it by saying amen. Have a blessed night.
Amen. Amen. We receive it tonight. God bless you, people of God. We thank God for you for coming to be with us, and we just want to invite you back on tomorrow night. Amen. Come on back to be with us. Come on back to be with us. Amen. Invite someone to come and be with us. Amen. God bless you. This does conclude tonight's broadcast. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, people of God, and we will see you on tomorrow night. Blessings.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.